With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Give it to me!
Hello, everybody. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where we get to sit here in our chairs every Friday afternoon and have the best time of the entire week, because no matter what is going on in the world around us, no matter how many things seem to be falling out of the sky, plagues of locusts, frogs splatting on windshields, all the signs of the apocalypse, by God, we are just here to talk about things that are things.
Yeah. Toilet paper may be catching on fire, but I'm just dancing in my chair, ready to talk about some things.
So stoked. Cannot wait to talk about things. Do not even care about Clorox right now. Never have.
Yeah. Don't clean your phone with Clorox.
Yeah. Also don't do that.
The oleophobic coating comes right off.
There are a couple of, you know, higher level concerns right now.
Yeah. I know.
don't ruin your phone, you guys. You are going to need that when the lockdown starts.
Don't touch your eyes and clean your phone.
I literally had this moment where I was like, this actually occurred to me. God, is it even right to talk about things if those things are like things that you would have to shop for or go out in the world for? Maybe we should consider.
Can they be delivered?
Can those things be delivered? And if they are delivered, are you putting a gig worker at work?
Did you hear about the new Postmates feature? You can choose whether you will answer the door or not.
I mean, you're laughing, but I just had a conversation with someone where I was like, these companies need to make a policy and send an email to all of their users right now that's like, they will leave it at the door like the Amazon Prime people do.
That's now the new Postmates thing. You can choose no contact to delivery.
Oh, are you making that up or it really is?
No, that is like just over the
good.
Wire. Like, yeah, within the past hour.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
They heard me.
They did.
Because, yes, like that's the simplest possible solution, which is like you shouldn't, and the driver should get to decide that too, not just me, the diva who ordered the stuff.
Right, the driver could be like, listen, I'm just gonna set this here, wait till I get back in my car, then it's all yours.
Yeah, you stay there.
No,
I never
droplets.
Liked your dogs anyway. Droplets.
Speaking of all of this, we laugh to whistle in the dark. Is it cancelledyet.com is the most informative and entertaining way to keep up with whether a large gathering of people has been canceled or not.
It is incredible. Okay, and my favorite thing about this, we are recording the show on the absolute heels of South by Southwest being canceled. I think we could argue at the last possible minute too, and in dramatically passive aggressive fashion. But what I noticed about isitcanceledyet.com, which is so brilliant, scroll all the way to the bottom for the punchline, is that at one point when it first launched, it had South by South listed as uh-oh in yellow text, which is kind of actually my favorite.
Yeah.
And then later it changed to no. And I was like, I bet they got a call. Because South by Southwest was so insistent that, by God, everything was
like,
going forward. We cannot be deterred.
Let our insurance company think that we in any way wanted to cancel this event, or we will not get our claim
or
honored.
We will not get our money back. And so, anyway, it went from uh-oh to no to yes.
Yeah, the uh-oh is, they don't actually have a legend here, but just from context, it seems like the uh-oh means there's a rumor it might get canceled, or enough people are pulling out that maybe it will get canceled, but it hasn't actually been canceled.
It's on the edge.
Yeah. But then there's also things like Coachella, sadly no.
Right. And Chris
Little
Matthews.
Realizing.
Yes.
Ha! Ha, because Chris Matthews.
Because Chris Matthews, that green
the
coat
green
from
coat
Amazon.
From Amazon.
Which I'm pretty sure was a thing we made. That was the army green coat,
right?
But apparently it's canceled. I mean,
it's
we're literally going to be looking at this like four things. Like I was like, oh, I didn't. That's over. Okay.
Hugs are uh-oh.
They're uh-oh. Fist bumps are no. They're not canceled.
And it also has like Gen Con, MIPCOM, IBM Think, the OA on Netflix.
I mean,
so it's mostly things you would want to know, like, oh, has that been canceled? Is that still happening? Dell World,
also,
still on.
I would like to take credit for the new embedding of the Pacific Rim canceling the apocalypse clip, because I tweeted that at somebody the day this came out.
That's great.
That was my favorite thing, because the last entry. Okay, I'm ruining the punchline. Skip ahead if you don't want to hear it, but the last entry is the apocalypse. Yes.
We're canceling the apocalypse.
Because initially it was no, and now they put yes, and they have the elbow thing. Thing. What happened?
Today.
There it is.
At the edge of our hope.
Okay, it's too long. I can't play the whole thing. It's gonna take a
yeah. You gotta
minute.
Get to. You gotta like load up that.
I don't know where the actual thing is.
It's such a good line, though. It's right at the end. I mean, you know, you could skip ahead to like 6 seconds before the end of the clip, probably.
So amusing and informative. Is it canceled yet? .com, a thing,
and also a thing. Like, I think we should give ourselves.
Definitely.
You should give yourself some credit here. It's not just that it's like a neat thing. It is like the thing. Everyone's looking at it.
Talk about it.
It's constantly evolving. It's hysterical. Everybody, I saw it all over the tweeters. Okay, my next thing is very boring.
Okay.
Except that it's just coming up everywhere. And I guess there's a way I could spin it into like comfort if you're in your house. But I have heard mention and seen installations of and had people bring up the idea of mini splits. Ductless air conditioners.
Okay.
Like, so much lately. I am so embarrassed to be sitting here talking about a weird air conditioning hack, but it came up first when I was at CES, and our PR lady, who is so awesome, Allison, she was like looking around the meeting room. She had never been to CES before, and she was looking around the meeting room that Qualcomm had set up, and they'd set up, you know, of course, like a whole beautiful installation before conferences were canceled forever. And she was looking over and she was like, what I can't get over is how nice this is. And she's like, they even have mini splits. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, they're freaking mini splits. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she's like, HVAC systems that are ductless. I've been looking into them for my house remodel. And I was like, okay. But that was the first mention. And since January, it was one of like 100. Because now that things are warming up, places such as the entire world, a lot of people are trying to figure out how to inexpensively add air conditioning to their homes or apparently pop-up places or ADUs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And these like mini split ductless systems are the way that they're doing it. And they heat and they cool and they just sort of install at the top of a wall and they are inexpensive and you can do it. You can like heat or cool just one room instead of the whole thing. So they use like way less energy.
Okay.
I'm still talking about it. I think
I get it, which is it's ductless. If anybody isn't quite catching on, means you don't have to run ducts through your house to like central heating and air,
right.
Where you
it's
run a bunch
central.
Of ducts and it pushes everything out to all parts of the house. What is different between this and a wall unit?
I think that maybe they work better.
So it's
I mean,
just
they
like
are a
the
wall
next
unit.
Evolution of the wall unit.
I guess so. Wait, what's a wall unit?
Wall unit is like a window unit, but you put
like
it
in a window
your wall.
Unit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, these are like way quieter, way nicer. They They heat and cool. And they actually work to heat and cool an entire room. It's not just like
this window
one of those
units
rando.
Especially bad. It's like, hey, we're just going to make cold air and have it go right out this window we're sitting in.
Right.
In my
like
experience.
They don't all. And I don't think that they even, I guess they maybe go through to the back wall, but I don't think they have to go to an outside to pull in air.
Because they
had
work.
The Qualcomm people had installed them. Qualcomm people had installed them in a inside a. booth inside a hotel, and so they have ACs or heat pumps. I mean, listen, man, I don't know anything about them except that they're freaking everywhere.
These are the
ones.
Okay, so if you've been in a place and you see like a big white thing up on the top near the ceiling, often,
yep,
that's a mini split.
That's a mini split.
Oh,
exactly.
Okay. And so yeah, it's just the modern wall unit. It's just better. They've improved on it.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Seems it's just
like
better.
Anyway. Yeah.
And there was a whole article in Forbes about how like this is how you should heat and cool your house because it was sort of the end of 2019. So that validated my idea that like, it seems to be a thing. They have been around a long time, but they're getting really popular because they are cheap. They're super energy efficient. You know, they're easy to install. You don't have to tear out all the walls and put in ductwork. And they... And more people are starting to get air conditioning who didn't have it before.
You don't want to replace your central heating and air with this because it'll be a lot more expensive to run.
Exactly.
Right. But if you're central that and you just want to add it, like there's a lot of places you wouldn't think, but there's a lot of places in Los Angeles near the water that don't have air conditioning because they only need it twice a year, right? There's only 2 days a year where it gets hot enough to need air conditioning. So why bother? But as things are getting hotter, they're getting more of those days, and this might be a solution.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably why I've been hearing about them so much in the Bay Area, although the person who pointed them out to me lives in LA near the water.
Yep. Makes sense.
And the Bay Area, you know, the San Francisco Bay Area, like nobody has air conditioning because you just never needed it because of the water. But now people are getting them more and more.
I need to add this to my garage.
You do.
It's a good thing for the garage.
That is literally the other context in which it mm-hmm. came up, is that my ex-husband has put a whole like nice gym in his, you know, I mean, not a nice gym, but like a workout area in his garage. And he was
he's running a Gold's out of his garage.
I know, totally. You too can sign up for a low monthly fee. We'll waive the introductory cost. But I was up there working out the other day because overshare. We were at his house, me and my son, because the cleaning lady was at my house. And I was like, I'm going to go to the gym. And he was like, you can use the gym upstairs. And I was like, they need a mini split up here. Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mini splits. This is a good one.
It's a thing.
It is.
It's a really boring thing until you really need inexpensive air conditioning. And then you're going to be stoked.
My next thing is buzzword alert. Buzzword breakthrough. Like,
yes.
Thing that's been it's been building as a thing for a while, but get ready. I feel like it's about to be everywhere. It's called upskilling.
Yep.
Not upscaling, upskilling. So originally it meant training your employees. The idea being like, as we are automating more things and making things more digital, there are new skills that people need to continue to do the job that they used to do, right? And the simplest example is like when you brought Microsoft Word into the office, you needed to train people on Microsoft Word. That technically was upskilling, but now it's like times 10 because you have so many new things coming in. So upskilling is the buzzword that was created for that. But it's also starting to take on the meaning of internal promotion. I found this article from KVU in Austin today that companies are prioritizing promoting from within as part of a trend called upskilling. So it's drifting into meaning investing in your own employees, basically.
You mean training. Still training. Yeah. Still basically training. Yeah.
But sometimes promoting, not just the training.
Right. Yeah. Right. This is fascinating and really funny because you're absolutely right. I was recently at an event where someone in the audience stood up and said, you know, I was at a company and I was lucky enough to be like really significantly upskilled. And it was sort of the first time I had heard a person say it in real life. Like, yeah, I think I had seen the word kicking around or whatever. And I was like, you were what now?
And using the reflexive case, replying to yourself.
I have had, was once, how will it continue to be upskilled?
I upskilled myself.
I read so much coronavirus news today that I almost upskilled myself.
I feel I've been upskilled.
Yeah.
Man.
But no, you are absolutely right. And it's referring to, in that case, it was referring to the idea of giving somebody skills in around technology. I think it originated around the idea of like retraining employees who did not previously know very much about tech, for example.
Yeah, it seems.
Teach them how to code.
From my little poking around today, it seems to have originated 2 to 3 years ago as part of the digital transformation conversation. The digital transformation, if people don't know, is taking things that you do by hand and making them digital. And so as you do that, then you need to upskill people so they learn the new system that they will use digital instead of analog. And then like all good buzzwords, it just started to snowball into taking on more meanings.
I think it's disrespectful to their existing skills.
You think it's respectful?
Disrespectful.
Oh,
why
disrespectful.
Are you assuming? Why are you assuming that their skills were so down?
That's why I paused. I didn't hear the diss.
And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Well, because I was saying it in a slightly, I'm making fun of myself / embarrassed to say this voice, but
it's disrespectful. Yeah,
like, but it is a little condescending.
My skills weren't good enough. They need to be.
Oh, my skills weren't good
upped.
Enough. Right. Just because the skills I have don't exist as a job anymore does not mean that they are down.
The other thing, like, in all seriousness, you call it upskilling or training or whatever, like, this is going to be more and more important as automation comes. And there's some really good articles out there that say, look, you want to free your employees from their client-facing revenue-generating work. I'm pulling this off of HRtechnologist.com, so they can undergo upskilling and develop as a new resource. And that's the positive outcome of automation. If companies are smart, they'll realize that the humans they have are now free to do new stuff that they couldn't afford to do before because they took away all this tedious work, and you get better customer service, better, you know, better human related things. And you don't, you know, a company that just goes and fires everybody because they automated stuff is probably not going to last, because all these other companies are going to go, look, we have all these people we can use for other things that we couldn't before.
Well, I mean, you know, they're just, I was going to make a killing joke and I'm going to stop. But the longer I look at the word upskilling, I only see killing.
You're like,
I only
see it. This is what Federal Express wants to do. UPS killing.
I mean, it really freeing it. Good one. so that they can undergo upskilling is just like, so. OK, yeah. I am with Lara in the Discord who says, hate it. The term.
Yeah.
Not
no.
the on the job
is,
training.
The term is
the term is garbage.
Yeah.
And you are so right. It is everywhere. Everywhere. My next thing is an offshoot of a thing that is also everywhere, so much so that my other show actually did an episode on it, which totally shocked me, on astrology being a thing, but specifically the thing that now everybody knows about with respect to astrology, which is Mercury in retrograde.
Of course, I made the joke before the show that I would just only respond, I don't understand, through this entire conversation.
Because Tom knows about the thing, which is that, among other things, when Mercury is in retrograde, communication suffers. So does technology. So do, like, relationships. You're not supposed to make any decisions. Everything will go wrong and you won't know why. And then there are all these people who are like, it happens like 3 times a year. Are you telling me that most of the time of our lives, everything is basically like a disaster and you just never really notice? However, all of that said, the exact same cohort of millennials that frequently talks about, and I'm not making light of this, but who talk about anxiety and who talk about, I don't know, ayahuasca, like, they're all also talking about Mercury being in retrograde and taking it so seriously that Cosmopolitan, like, 2 weeks ago, had to write an article called Everything You Think You Know About Mercury Retrograde Is Wrong. And I thought to myself, oh, good. They'll be like, despite you secretly believing in astrology like you all do, and you're all sort of obsessed with it, including me, there's no scientific basis for any of this. Instead, they were like, myth number one, dating is a disaster. And they're like, no, no. And this is the part where I'm thinking they're going to say a planet has nothing to do with this. But instead they said, no, no. Most of the time people stay in partnerships form during the retrograde.
Right. I wonder why that is.
Oh, my God. Myth number two, you'll reconcile with an ex. You're right. There is zero scientific basis for this whatsoever. Planets don't. Oh, no, that's not it. No. Former flames often zombiose and resurface during retrograde. It's capitalized, by the way. Due to the fact that Mercury is slowed down in the sky and we are thinking about the past. Like, guys, it is just like accepted as fact. And I say this as a person who is weirdly obsessed with being a Gemini, as you know, because of that time that I was like hating on Geminis is a thing and it's really hurting my heart. But it's also, it's not this real.
That's the thing about astrology. This is why some people are very against astrology, because someone like me will say, what's the harm? It's entertainment. You know, it's fun to see if they accidentally get things right. And of course, people who take it very seriously are offended when I say accidentally. And people who are very much against astrology say it's dangerous. People should not trust this. And this is when that side of the argument gets more fodder, because you look at Cosmopolitan magazine and say, look, they're treating it as if there's a right and a wrong way to interpret something like astrology,
yes.
Which astrologists will tell you there is. In fact, this article is written by an astrologist.
Yep.
But there's no evidence that astrology works other than as pattern recognition.
The right way and the wrong way thing is like my favorite part. That was such a really good way to put that. And that's exactly it. It's just amazing. It's amazing. But
I'm
it is also
say,
shorthand.
I'm not going to say there isn't some like underlying scientific reason why people born at certain times of year might tend to be certain ways because, you know,
yeah,
the
we don't
first
know.
Impressions that you have are based on seasonal weather or whatever, right? But that hasn't been shown yet.
We don't know. Right. It could just be part of this simulation. And I will say that everything that's ever been written about Geminis for the, well, except for the jerky stuff, like a lot of, like, yeah, I buy it. A lot of it is really true. And I'm, you know, the sign of communication, Mercury. And that's a thing. Anyway, this article is hysterical, but also I am amazed at the extent to which specifically Mercury in retrograde has become sort of this like accepted shorthand for, well, things are just going wrong right now.
I think that's the appeal to it, right? It's not about astrology. It's about why is everything so crappy today? And someone says Mercury in retrograde and you just hang on to that as like, oh, good. That explains it. Now I can go about my day. Yep. I have someone to blame. It's Mercury.
It's Mercury. That dick.
Why are you in retrograde, Mercury?
Why are you in retrograde?
Jerk.
Again, for the third to fourth time this year.
And it gives you a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, oh, Mercury in retrograde ends on this day. Then things will get better. So I just need to last until then.
Exactly. And yet, a bunch of weird stuff has been... I mean, you know, I also can't say that it's not totally happening.
Well, because it's pattern matching, right?
Because like, it's pattern matching.
Yeah.
Yep. Mercury is just made of iron. And so it has like an additional, I mean, literally they're like, it has an additional magnetic force on the earth.
I thought
and
Mercury
that's
was
what
made
causes.
Of nickel.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Does anybody actually, I don't think anybody actually knows. And so they're like, it's thought. I literally read a thing that was like, it's thought that Mercury is composed primarily of iron. And then that's why
it
exerts a magnetic pull.
Have actually observed Mercury deduced things about what it's made of. And so therefore that underlies this astrology.
I'm looking at sciencing.com.
I mean, it's just science that Mercury is made of iron. So it's just not science that it does this thing called retrograde.
Oh, hey, this is pretty funny, actually. Mercury's core is thought to be made of molten nickel iron with a mantle of solid rock.
All right.
It's a combo.
I knew nickel was in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's a blend, if you will, a red blend, because
it's
the
so
red
trendy.
Planet. See what
Look
I did
you,
there?
Mercury.
But I'm bummed.
I always know Mercury's in retrograde because while my wife generally complains about work regularly, not all the time, but, you know, it's work. Everybody complains about
Same.
It. There will be days where she's like, well, it's because Mercury's in retrograde. I'm like, oh. Okay.
I'm telling you. Yeah. And you know what? It might as well. You might as well just let yourself have it.
Right.
Because it's that much of a thing. And everybody, apparently, it's so much of a thing that everybody will understand what you're talking about.
Yeah,
like,
you're so right.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You're so, so right. All right, let's get to our feedback. That Charlie dude had a thing-tastic meal, said, this weekend we visited our favorite Texas barbecue place. It has counter service, and they use big green eggs to smoke their meat. It's like,
no.
It's a thing conversion.
We have to go there immediately.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Okay. When there's a road trip. Okay. And by the way, the big green egg feedback just keeps coming. John writes in and says, love the show. Been a listener from CNET podcast days. Oh, and says, one, the big green egg is awesome. I actually have two of them and my kids. By the way, I'd just like to stop and point out here that no one has written to us and said the big green egg is overrated.
Yeah.
Or
I don't use mine. I threw mine out. No, we haven't got anything like that.
Mm-mm. It has love. He says, I actually have two of them, and my kids tease me about the BGE community all the time. I've had multiple close friends over the years come over and join us for some brisket that I've cooked for 15 to 20 hours, and they are now proud owners of a BGE themselves. In fact, my kids' friends have a rule that when I do a brisket, they come over for dinner the next day every time because we do a mean grilled cheese leftover brisket with barbecue sauce sandwich. I couldn't get the words out because drool happened.
Right. I'm just shorted out my mixer.
Don't want to miss out on. Yeah. And then he says to Peppa Pig, I had no idea it's a thing with the teenagers, but when planning our family's trip to England this coming July, the teenagers insisted that we go to the Peppa Pig amusement park near Southampton. So we are and looking forward to it.
That's great. Southampton, that huh?
is amazing.
If I can still travel this summer, I'll have to consider that.
I know. I was like, I hope.
Todd thinks Discord listens to the show, wrote in and said, when setting up a Discord account after adding you guys in Patreon, I got this confirmation screen. And it's access your username, know what your servers are in, join servers for you, have an existential crisis.
Ba-dum-bump. Oh, my God. Now, I obviously was seeing existential everywhere, but now every time I see it, I chuckle.
Yeah. Well, and Discord does like trendy little funny messages, so it makes sense. Yeah.
Just verifies, frankly, the thingitude, the thingness, the thing-a-rama-ding-dong. Jody writes in about Shen Yun. You guys are awesome and have a fantastic, fabulous, and fun show. And thank says, you, we have Shen Yun coming to Cleveland in about 2 weeks. The Mars image attached, which is a Shen Yun billboard on the surface of Mars, and it's hilarious, is our favorite meme for the latest on their crazy and incredible marketing. They start putting out flyers 6 months ago all around Cleveland. One note, for years, there was some misinformation about the fact that they have two security guards at every entrance that, quote, looked like they were keeping performers from defecting. As you mentioned, the security that travels with them protect them from harm, as they are all from New York City.
And then Todd,
that's not why they're in danger, to be clear. Sorry.
Todd sent along some Shen Yun background. I guess that was a good thing to point out. He says, yeah, so anyway, here's a pretty scary article about Shen Yun from the New Yorker from a year ago. TLDR, they're a cult. Apparently, they've got some pretty strong homophobic leanings along with some other Western conservative views. That's because, as I mentioned last time, they're run by Falun Gong, and that's what a lot of people think of Falun Gong.
Mm-hmm. This explains that crazy email that I got.
And that's what the guards are guarding against, is people who don't like what they believe coming after them.
Yeah, exactly. The slightly potentially cultish shaboodle. I mean, the Shen Yun mystery deepens, is all I have to say.
Yeah, I wonder why. I see all the billboards and things, and I wonder what it is, but I never want to go. Like, I'm curious what pulls the trigger for people.
Right. Like, I didn't. Well, I've thought about it. I've definitely seen it around and thought, like, maybe that would be a fun holiday time thing to do. They, you know, entertain the child. Like, I don't know. It'd be kind of cool. Like, I like artsy stuff, but now I can't decide. Like, now I sort of want to go, but I'm afraid to go because I'm afraid it's a cult.
Well, yeah, I don't. To me, it's more about, do I want to support them? I'm not worried about catching the cult.
You'd be amazed at how easily the cult can spread.
Yes, it's a thing, cult, and you're
cult droplets are everywhere. We are about to do the part of the show that is going to make you want to join our cult. Let me tell you that. Those of you who support the show on Patreon at the shout out level are the recipients of our weekly shout out, and producer Rich, I'm assuming, spends the entire week up with a theme and then setting the names to the theme. And this week's inspiration for our shout outs, thank you for your contributions. Please tell us if you ever want us to stop this this week, but I never want to. No. This week's shout outs are inspired by Lifetime original movies.
So you could be the star of your own Lifetime original movie if you were backing us at the shout out level, exactly. Such as Cyber Seduction, Mike Aiken's Secret Life.
A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes, the Louis St. Amour story.
Oh my God, that's so good. The Deadly Look of Woods.
All the Good Ones are Gabriel Cohen. I mean, what on my... Ugh, Producer Rich, you are a genius. A genius, I tell you. If you, too, would like to be part of a future theme, patreon.com/itsathing. You can, of course, support at any level. The shout-out level will get you a little bit extra. I think we can all agree.
Also, keep those things coming. Email us feedback@itsathing.me. That's feedback@itsathing.me if I say all the letters in the email address.
I believe in mini splits. I believe.
Believe,
see you
folks.
Next week. See you next week.
Healed by the green egg.
Is it canceled yet, the big green egg?
Never.